2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee, too. Take $8,000 right off the top. These are buys that will move these rigs off the lot, so hurry in. Huge savings on Ram Light and Heavy Duty and Grand Cherokee. See us for a test drive now at Nelson Auto Center, Fergus Falls.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Got some clouds and one below. We're doing right now. Our talk around Thursday continues here. Make-A-Wish North Dakota. I can't say enough about these people. The good work they do for kids and families. Incredible. Got Amy and Casey in studio this morning with me this morning. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you on board. And Amy, we're going to kind of kick it off with you. And we're at Designer Purse Bingo, and you had a great turnout for this last year, and you're bringing it back again. Now, what's going on?
Yes, we are. We are bringing it back to the Hankinson Community Center on February 3rd. The doors will open at 11. We will start bingo at 1. There will be food to purchase. I believe it's a taco bar, and we have a lot of nice purses that we want you guys to come and win.
I was bragging about you the other day, and I said this is kind of daubers and dollars.
Oh,
is what I call it, a unique spin on that, right?
Yep. Yeah, it is.
So as far as people coming in, and of course, everything going back to Make-A-Wish North Dakota, how does this work? I mean, doors open up at 1 o'clock, right?
Nope, doors open at 11.
At 11, and the daubers get going at 1.
Yep, daubers get going at 1. And you can come early, get a seat, enjoy the taco bar. There'll be beverages for purchase as well. All ages are welcome.
We have other raffles.
Yep, there'll be other raffles set up, some other purses you can win on the side.
Right.
There'll be some 50-50s as well. It's just... come and grab your chair.
And have some fun and support a great cause. Does this get kind of intense, too? I imagine it will. I know how bingo normally works.
Yeah.
And when you're talking designer purses, I would imagine it gets kind of intense.
It does, but we'd also like to welcome the men because it is close to Valentine's, you know, and last year there was a couple guys at one, and it was funny because their wives were there, and they're like, oh, I like this person. That's the ones they want. And, you know, it was just, it's great. So, you know, men, kids, whatever.
That is a good point. Yeah. This isn't a ladies only thing. This is for the whole family.
And it was a guy that won the 50-50 too last year. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, you know.
Fantastic. And again, we're talking designer purses. We're not talking, thrift store stuff. This is the real deal.
These are some great purses.
Yep. Yeah. Coach, Calvin Klein, Michael Kors, Kate Spade.
How do you not want to take these home yourself?
Well, when we see him coming in, yeah. I bet. Just take that one and then bring in a new one.
Yeah.
So again, this is Designer Purse Bingo, folks, February 3rd, Hankinson Community Center. And again, $35 per bingo packet and everything going to Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Casey, step up. We got to talk about another event, too. We'll just touch on it, too. That's also happening. Let me check here. This is happening in March.
Yes. In March, we're going to have a puzzle competition, and that's going to be in Winemere. And the cutoff day for that for teams is February 2nd. So we need to get those teams in and registered so we know how many puzzles to get.
Because,
of course, we get the same puzzle. Everyone does the same puzzle. So.
Right.
But we'll be back hopefully on the air to talk more about that. But, we're here to talk bingo, but we have the puzzle. We have lots of fun stuff for fundraisers. Being we're talking about that, I want to give a shout out to the Wahpeton Elementary School. They just got done with Coins for Wishes there. And this year they raised over $3,000.
Wow.
And that's first through fifth grade. And it's like a 2-week bring in coins and
way to go, kids.
Yeah, that's amazing. Kids helping kids. So
well, and that's got to make what you do as volunteers make your job a lot better too, seeing stuff like that.
Correct. Right. Yep. It's so heartwarming, and these kids really take it to heart, and you know, it's fun to see their excitement as well. So
Make-A-Wish North Dakota, one of our favorite groups here. Ladies, thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to be talking Designer Purse Bingo. We got this on our promo sheets. This is going to be running right up until the event. And, folks, if you missed any of this, it'll be available in podcast form on our website early this afternoon. Casey, Amy, thanks so much for stopping by. Appreciate
it. Thank
you. 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
He's like a caffeine rush without the crash.
Holy cow!
Bill Day. Diablo. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
Hoo-ah!
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! My life for diamonds or jewels. I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. When my daddy's till the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah!
John Denver. Yeah, thank God I'm a country boy. Still love that song. Hey, it's Thursday with Diablo here on the morning show. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Turner Blapa is taking over then. Don't forget about this. Richland Renegade Tom's Banquet. Going to be held Friday, February 2nd, going on at Morton City Center. The event will begin at 5:30. Give Brad a call if you need some more information on this. 701-899-0064. And that's 701-899-0064.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.